Blog Talk Radio.
To today's show, you're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Thanks, guys, for tuning in, and welcome to the show. Those who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show where you guys can call in and comment on today's topic. Today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244, whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues. The professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. Again, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome. Now, today's weather right here in the ATL, we're looking at 69 degrees right now. They said it's going to be a high of 78 today with rain. A low of 64 tonight, and tomorrow 85 with a slight chance of rain and 65 as our low. Now, I believe for this time of year, that's pretty good weather, right? No more rain looks like until Saturday. Slight chances of rain through the week, but doesn't look like we're going to have any more rain after today until Saturday. Now, don't hold me to that. Y'all know how the weather is, but the forecast. Today's word of the day is binary. Binary, B-I-N-A-R-Y. Binary is an adjective, and the first meaning is consisting of two things or parts. Consisting of two things or parts. Number two is relating to, being, or belonging to a number system having two as its base. Number three is involving a choice between or condition of two alternatives only, such as on, off, or yes, no. So that's the word of the day, binary. All right. So again, thanks guys for tuning in. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. And here we go. Now, I said on yesterday that I was going to start. I'm rearranging my studio, or, well, I call it my studio, but it's the office in the basement of my house. And I'm kind of, redecorating it. Okay, I got a huge bookshelf on one wall, and I've taken everything off of that bookshelf. I'm going through it, throwing out the old stuff, bringing in new stuff, bringing in a couple of new things, doing this and that, changing the furniture around, doing things like that. I'm going to paint, stuff like that. Anyway, I found a book, a huge reader. I used to read, you know, 15, 20 minutes a day, and I'd read a book every month. And if you want to read a book, that's how you should read it. 15, 20 minutes a day, and that'll get you through it in about, according to how big it is, anywhere from 20 to 30 days. So I found this book, and it's called The Power of Goals. And all it is just quotes. And I read through it, and I said I was going to start to give my listening audience, my listening family, quotes out of this book every day. And I found one today, and it says, it's short, but it says, make service your first priority, not success, and success will follow. Okay, make service your first priority, not success, and success will follow. So if you serve people, then success will come in triple, quadruple fold, guaranteed. All right, so today's episode is entitled, A Woman Jumps from a Car After Seeing a Spider. Okay. And then I'm going to talk a little bit about the rapper, Rick Ross, who's marrying a 22-year-old woman. I mean, what in the world is going on? All right. So, and I want to discuss some of the things that scare us the most. All right. Because I understand why this woman, I don't know if I would have jumped from a car, but from seeing a spider, but this woman jumped from a car, and what she was doing was she was backing out of her driveway. Okay. She was taking her kid to school, 9-year-old son sitting in the back. And think of this now, try to picture this. You're sitting in your driveway, and I mean, you have your son in the back seat. You're taking him to school, and you're sitting in the car and you're getting ready to back out of the driveway. So as you back out of the driveway, maybe you look over your shoulder to see, you know, if anything's in the way or if anyone's coming, and you see a spider on your shoulder. And that's what happened. She saw the spider on her shoulder, and she panicked. And she just jumped out of the car. She didn't stop the car and get out. She didn't slam on brakes and get out. She didn't try to flick the spider off her shoulder and kill it later. She didn't do any of that. She just, I guess it was just her instinct. She just opened the door and jumped out of the car, a moving car. And the son, the 9-year-old son, now he jumps in the front seat and tries to hit the brakes on the car. And instead of hitting the brakes, he hits the gas. And simultaneously, as they're backing out of the driveway, of course, here comes a school bus. And they slam into the school bus. But thankfully, there were no kids on the school bus. But the car, if you, you know, you can go to, you could just Google it, woman jumps from a car after seeing a spider. This was in Virginia. And the car is like mangled. I mean, it's mangled. The son got a few bumps and bruises, but he's okay. And she's okay. Of course, she saw a spider on her shoulder. All right. Now, some people are, and I don't know about you, but some people are terrified of little things like that, little insects and things like that. I have two girls, and my girls are, they scream to the top of their lungs when they see a bug in the house. All right. Bugs are going to get in the house. That's no doubt. And they'll scream, you know, like if I call them camouflage, you may call them a moth or something. But, you know, like sometimes on the weekends, I'm cooking out at night. So I'll open the glass door on the deck at night to go out and check the grill, and a camouflage fly in because they're looking for light. That's what they're drawn to. So they'll fly in and they scream to the top of their lungs. But that's just a small thing. And I'm like, it can't hurt you. It's not a wasp. You know, it's not a yellow jacket or it's not a bird or squirrel coming in the house. And, hey, when I was growing up, you know, we had a bird get in the house. I don't think we ever had a squirrel get in the house, but we did have a bird get in the house. And my mom took the broom, and she was like Hank Aaron, man. She was, wagga, wagga, wagga. I think she broke a couple of things, but we got him out. And I'm like, you know, he's 100 times smaller than you. Grab something and chase him out or kill it. You know, he come into your territory, so kill him. And if something crawling on the floor or, you know, water bug or something, smash him, step on him, kill him. But they scream to the top of their voices, and that kind of drives me up the wall. But I understand, okay? This woman may be terrified of spiders, Now, I'm terrified of snakes. I hate snakes. I mean, I hate them with a passion. And, you know, if I see a snake, I'm going the other way. All right. But if he's like, I had a small snake get into my garage and he got caught on these little sticky pads that I use in the corners to catch bugs and little lizards, because the lizards might get in your garage too. But I used those sticky pads. So he got caught on one of those sticky pads. And of course, he couldn't get off. but he was still moving when I found him, and I killed him. He was small, but I killed him, okay, because he was in my house. He's scaring my girls, so I had to get rid of him, right? And that's what you have to do. You have to kind of face your fears when it comes to things like that, especially if something's frightening your kids or your family or even yourself. I mean, I don't think I would have jumped out of the car like she did, but I guess that was her first good instinct. Now, I have a caller from the 706 area code, the first three digits are 3, 3, and 3. Caller, you're live on the show with Frank Williams. Who's this and where are you calling from?
Hey, Big Money, man. I'm calling from Lynette, Alabama.
What's going on, buddy?
Man, look, man. So, wait, let me tell you something about being fearful of something. Whether it's big or small, if you're terrified, you're just terrified. And I feel like sometimes you don't have time to think when a situation comes about, because I know all my life like twice running from a dog. I'm terrified of dogs. And I didn't have time to think. They look, you know, they should look both ways before you cross the street. I wasn't thinking about looking that way but straight, because I'm terrified of dogs.
Right.
And when I tell people that, they look at me, I'm about 6'5", about 240. You know, and they say, well, you can stomp that little dog right there, but it ain't all about that. If I'm terrified of them, I don't even want to be around them, whether they're big, small, it doesn't even matter. And
right.
I kind of hate that, because when I go on vacation, you know, and when me and my wife are looking, the first thing I look for is no pets allowed.
Yeah. Okay.
If we ain't got that, we ain't going, Frank.
Okay.
I had a bad experience one time. We went on vacation, and you know, we were getting out the elevator, and this guy standing there when the door opened with a dog. And you know, I went crazy, man. You know what I'm saying? So we can't go nowhere unless you got no pets allowed. If you got no pets allowed, we gone. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah.
It get crazy, man, but, you know, if anybody out there that can help me out with that, cause I don't want to be scared of dogs, you know what I'm saying, but it's just happened like that. And like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, go ahead.
Like 3 weeks ago, I hit a dog, ran slap over. And I parked my car, it did something to me when I ran over the dog. I don't like them, I'm terrified of them, but I don't like to see stuff happen to them. And so when I got home, I talked to my daughter about it, and I told her I wanted to go back. You see, what happened to the dog. And so she told me, she said, so if you go back, Dad, what you going to do? Because you scared the dog. So, and she was right. Ain't nothing I could have been. I really didn't want to see the dog like that, though. So I just can't go back. Because ain't nothing I could have been for the dog. So I told him to go that way he was. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
I don't know, man. It messed up.
Did you kill him?
I don't know.
Okay.
I didn't go back. I wanted to go back, but if I went back, what I gonna do? I couldn't help the dog no kind of way.
Right. Right. Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I love dogs, but I grew up with dogs. But when I was, you know, when I grew up, there wasn't a leash law, so. The neighborhood that I grew up in, when we go to get out of school and we walking home from school, there was a dog. This guy had a dog, lived down the street, and he was always chained, but sometimes he'd get off that chain, and he'd get off that chain and he'll chase you. And so, you know, that was, you know, that had me scared of dogs, but you know, I don't know. I had a dog and I like dogs, but maybe if you get you a little puppy, little, I don't know how old they have to be to leave their mom, but get you a little puppy. If your daughter like dogs or whatever, get you a little puppy, one that you can, you know, start from scratch with, and kind of raise them how you want them. I think that'll help you with your fear of dogs. I don't know. I'm not a psychologist or nothing, but
yeah,
that might be that, you know, that might be a way to help you out. I don't know.
Yeah. But there was one time that my wife left to go to work. She came back and hollered and told me to be careful when I get ready to go to work, because the next door neighbor was a loose, dog was a loose.
Yeah.
So I said, you know what, I ain't even finna try to come out their house and try to see where the dog is or nothing, you know what I'm saying? So I had to call in that day.
So now tell me something. If you knowing that the neighbor's dog was a loose, would you be comfortable with walking to your car with some type of stick or brick or something, you know what I'm saying? And then once you get in the car, drop the stick on the ground and go on to work. Or if the dog came after you with, you know, or you had a stick, you'd still be scared of
it. I probably would still be like that.
Yeah.
I probably drop the stick, you know what I'm saying, and run, you know what I'm saying? So I
right.
just don't know what would happen if it ever came down to that, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Right.
So my wife bought me some pepper spray. And then she said, man, I don't even try to do that because I might end up spraying myself. You know what I'm saying? Because I'd be so scared. You know what I'm saying, man? So
yeah.
I don't know, man. I don't want to be like that because my dog, she like dogs, man. But I can't never give her now, though. You know, she asked for one every year. I can't give her now.
Right. Right.
Because I'm terrified of
her. Yeah. Well, tell her she can, you know, when she get old enough to get her one, she can get her one. When she got her own place and all this, she can get her
yeah,
one.
Yeah, it's going to have to be when she get her own place, you know. So.
Yeah. I hear that, big money. Well, I appreciate you calling in to the show, man. Keep listening.
All right, man.
All right. So, again, guys, that's exactly what I was saying. You know, some people are terrified of different things. I mean, the caller's terrified of dogs. The woman I was talking about had jumped from a car. And, you know, she's terrified of spiders. I'm terrified of snakes. And so, I mean, I don't see a lot of snakes, but I see a snake on TV or something like that. You know, that gets my attention. But those are things that, you know, happen, and people do have their phobias, you know, and they're scared to a certain extent of different things, and that's just how it is. All right, 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. You guys can call in and comment on today's topic. Now, let's switch gears for a minute and go to, you guys may know the rapper Rick Ross. Rick Ross is engaged to a 22-year-old woman. I think Rick Ross is close to 40 years old. He's engaged to a 22-year-old, and her mom is all for it, okay? He just bought her an 11-carat ring. Cost over $350,000. And if, you know, if you see this young lady, I saw a picture of her last night, and she's a good looking girl. And her mom has been commenting on Twitter and all this stuff about what's going on. I think her mom and Rick Ross are right around the same age. So he could be her daddy. But when you get an age discrepancy like that, and he's only known her for 3 months, I think they said, for 3 months. I think that you guys, if you guys been listening to my show for any length of time, I've been working on a book called The Steps for Creating a Rock Solid Marriage. And the first step is dating. But when you go from dating to being engaged to someone, the time allotment there is not 3 months. Okay? You know, 3 months is not enough time to get to know anybody, especially somebody that you may want to spend the rest of your life with. Okay? And this is just my opinion. And you guys may have a different opinion or whatever, but this is just my opinion. Okay? I think that you should at least date, know someone for a year or so before you get married. And even then, y'all need to somehow live together during engagement and understand how each other's lifestyles are, how each other's habits are, and, you know, the do's and the don'ts of being in a relationship with each other. Okay? Knowing someone for 3 months, you don't even know what they're like at home. Okay? And then once you get married, of course, y'all living together. But you knowing someone for 3 months, you don't know anything about that person. You can't get to know someone in 3 months. Saying that they're only engaged now and I don't know when they're going to get married. But for me to get engaged to someone in 3 months, I think that's mighty, mighty quick. I mean, Steve Harvey says, you know, you don't even sleep with someone in less than 3 months, much less get engaged to them. And that's something that you got to think about. Okay. Some people don't believe in that. Some people do. But I don't think you can get to know someone as far as getting engaged to him. But that's what he's doing. That's what's out there. That's what he's doing. You know, getting ready to marry a 22-year-old woman. Now, maybe he's thinking that he wants to have some kids or something, and he need him a young woman to do that. But even that, you're going to be maybe a 45, 50-year-old daddy. But, hey, they're out there, so to each his own. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, you guys see that now we're going to be doing the show at 10 o'clock instead of 10:30 every day. I moved the show up a half hour. That way I believe I think I can do a better job a little bit earlier. I even thought of doing a 9:30 show or a 9 o'clock show, but you know, 9 o'clock is a bit early for me, but, I think 10 o'clock is perfect. That way I can get the show done and still get things together and make it happen. See, I've already cooked dinner for tonight. I cooked dinner when I got up this morning. So that's a good thing, right? And there it is. So 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, I don't want to do this, but, you know, some people, I don't know the word for it, push me to do this. At work yesterday, there were people talking about Alabama and Auburn and all this stuff on last Friday. You know, the Alabama fans are so obnoxious. And I know you're out there. The Alabama fans are so obnoxious. And they talk so much trash that for them to go down over the weekend like they went down, I always want to rub it in their faces. Because I'm the kind of person that I don't believe in trash talking. I don't trash talk to people. I know when I played sports coming up through high school, I didn't trash talk. I let my trash talk happen on the basketball court. I didn't trash talk because people that trash talk, like for a basketball player that trash talks, they really can't play. They just trying to make themselves believe that they can play. And so these Alabama fans, they trash talk. And they don't have a good team this year. So shut your mouth. Let the season play out. Be a good fan. Have some kind of sportsmanship. Same thing with the Auburn fans. You talk trash and your team is not good at all. And so you get hung out to dry over the weekend. And I had to tell one of the Auburn fans on yesterday, we don't expect to hear from you until next week. Let's see what your team going to do this weekend, and then maybe you can talk again. But right now, shut your mouth. And that's all I have to say about that. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. Tomorrow, not sure what it's going to be like tomorrow. I hope some of you Alabama fans and some of you Auburn fans continue to listen to the show. But, again, shut your mouths. Do your thing. Anyway, let's get back to the show. The woman that jumped from the car, okay, she's okay. Her son is okay, but she really, and I understand because of what the caller said about having that phobia of dogs and spiders and snakes and things like that. I understand what happened with her, but she also put her kid in a very compromising position, and he could have been hurt really, really bad. But all is well. He didn't get hurt. Got a couple of bumps and bruises. So he's okay. And I hope my caller can maybe get into how he can be get over his phobia of dogs by maybe getting a small puppy that he can really grab a hold of and understand a little bit about how dogs work, okay? And, I mean, dogs can be great. I mean, there's service dogs that take care of blind people and things like that, and then there are, protective dogs that, I had a boxer that he was very protective of my little girl, okay? I had him as a puppy, and she loved on that dog so much that, I used to play I grab her and kind of shake her a little bit. I used to play with him like that, and he would get upset with me, and he'd try to bite me because he thought that I was hurting her. So, some dogs get to that point where they're very protective of the people that take care of them. Although he didn't know that I was buying his dog food and I'm the one taking care of him going to the vet and all this, but he wants to bite me because I'm messing with her. But that's the way they are, okay? And so, that's the way it is. Now, before I go, I want to tell you guys to really be careful out there today. The streets are going to be wet, and the fall weather is coming in. So be conscious of wearing long sleeves or even a jacket in the evening time because the temperature's falling at night, and I don't want you guys to get sick and miss any work. So take care of yourselves. Stay true to your friends, to yourselves, and remember, 10 o'clock a.m. tomorrow morning, right here on the Frank Williams Show. Take care of yourself, guys. Love you. Be good.